molecules of emotion, meditation, remote viewing, nootropics, miracles of mind, super learning, the physiology of trauma, PSI, morphogenic resonance, heart intelligence,
Theater of the Mind podcast,
accelerating the evolution of human consciousness.
Theater of the Mind podcast, brought to you by BrainSync.com. CDs and MP3 downloads for peak performance at BrainSync.com.
Expand your knowledge of the body-mind connection and learn how to tap the other 90% of your unused potential.
Welcome once again to Theater of the Mind, your host, Kelly Helm. Our show today explores some products that can help boost your immune system and counteract the effects of EMFs. My guest today is founder of the Cutting Edge Catalog, Jules Clapper. The Cutting Edge website is cutcat.com, and it offers a huge selection of products that provide a holistic approach to keeping the body healthy. Jules believes that reducing environmental stress is one of the most important factors in keeping the immune system fit and maintaining overall good health. Jules, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kelly. Nice to be with you.
I came into your store because I've had a few colds this year, and I'm usually very healthy. I have a healthy lifestyle. I take vitamins. I work out. And I've had a feeling that all the equipment around my house, the recording equipment and computers and stereo and Wi-Fi, was affecting my immune system. So that's how we met. I wanted your opinion because you've been out to my house, looked at it, brought your Gauss meters. What do you think computers, cell phones, Wi-Fi are doing to our immune systems?
Well, it definitely is having an effect, but I wanted to go back to just one single step to what you just said immediately prior to that, which is you live a healthy lifestyle, you take your supplements, you eat right, you do your exercise. When I started in this business, those were what I call the big three. That is, those are the things that everybody agreed upon as what you need to do to stay healthy. But, you know, when I started my business, it was about 20 years ago, you know, as I started reading, I said to myself, you know, that's not enough. I have to look at all of these environmental factors, lighting, air, and what we're talking about today, electromagnetic fields, because all of those have a stressful effect on my body, and I got to clean those up. And so that's how I ended up heading in that particular direction of, okay, I could deal with the big three, that's easy. But now I want to deal with the final portion, which is cleaning up the environmental factors, and that's where I ended up, you know, starting my business. Now, as far as the EMFs go, you know, this is a particular problem. It's coming coming at us from almost I can't even tell you how many different directions, from Wi-Fi to cell phones to electromagnetic fields to dirty electricity, which is a relatively new phenomena, which has come across. And you know, there are certain powers that be out there that seem to want to fight that rather than, you know, that want to say, oh, there's nothing going on here, instead of embracing the idea, okay, this is a great technology, let's just make it safer. Their attitude is, there's nothing wrong, you know, let's just avoid it, let's be like the ostrich and bury our head in the sand and forget about it and keep going on. And people are being affected by this, and fortunately there are companies out there that understand this problem and are attempting to address it by creating products to protect people.
Jules, you mentioned a recent problem of dirty electricity. Why is it recent?
Well, you know, up until recently, you know, most people would call me, and I remember I've been doing this for a long time, and they would call me and they'd say, you know, I'm affected by the 60 hertz fields. That's what's supplied by the power company. What's coming out from the power company into your home as electricity are called 60 hertz fields. Now, they'd say, I'm being affected by these. And I would ask them some questions. I'd say, did you check to see if did you have a Gauss meter? Did you check to see if you're around your bed where you're sleeping? Do you have any of these fields? Because I know that 60 hertz fields that are supplied by the power company fall off what's called the square of the distance, which simply means as you move away from them, sometimes only inches, sometimes a little more, the fields drop immediately. So the generally accepted way of dealing with those is what's called prudent avoidance. And that simply means that you either move you away from it or it away from you, and you can solve that problem easily. So if people would tell me, you know, they've done all that and there's no problem, I begin to wonder, what are they being affected by? Because at that time, no one knew that there was another problem out there. And then about 5-6 years ago, they discovered this new problem, which is caused by radio frequencies and has been dubbed, you know, dirty electricity. Now, this is caused by, not by necessarily by the power company, but by things you plug in. So every time a consumer takes an electronic device of any kind and plugs it into the wall, that's going to create dirty electricity. The more powerful the device, like computers and televisions and DVD recorders, etc., the more of this dirty electricity is generated. And unlike 60 hertz fields, these do not fall off the square of the distance, which simply means that your entire wiring system becomes an antenna for this energy, and it doesn't fall off. So it's a much, much bigger problem for people. And unfortunately, everybody has this problem, and to the extent that, you know, people's immune systems are strong enough to cope with it, they may show no symptoms. But then, you know, 10 years down the line, they may develop arthritis or whatever other, you know, heart conditions, cancer, whatever. And they may never associate that their body's being stressed by these dirty electrical frequencies, and they'll just be, you know, just not be aware of it. But it is becoming more and more known now about this issue. And when they discovered it, they went to an engineer. His name is David Stetzer, and they asked him to create a meter to measure this and special filters that you can put throughout your home to mitigate the problem. And, I mean, you yourself recently put them in, and, you can maybe share what you've experienced with them.
Yeah, I'd love to tell everybody what I did. Well, the first thing that I did was I realized right next to the side of the bed I'm sleeping on, I had a power strip cord, you know, with lots of things plugged into it, and it was right next to the head of the bed. So I moved that away. We checked that with the meter, and that was good, because how many feet does it have to be away?
The 60 hertz fields, it's just a matter of moving it away, X period, whatever the meter tells you. But the radio frequency issue, there's nothing you can do to move it away.
Okay, but this is just like a basic that any, if you have any, you know, I had like lights plugged in. I don't know how many things I had plugged in back there, but I just moved it away from the bed, and that helped one thing. And then we brought the Gauss meter in and checked all the outlets in the room. And we had some really high levels in that room, right, Jules?
That's correct. But I think we were using the Stetzer meter, which is a little bit different than a Gauss meter, to determine the radio frequencies.
So then we put in these Stetzerizer filters in the plugs all around the room. And ever since we've done that, I have been sleeping like a baby, 9 hours. I never sleep that much. Anyway, maybe they're knocking me out.
No, they just may be giving your immune system a chance to finally catch up with rest.
To heal.
And not be under stress.
Yeah.
I always tell people the most critical time, you know, you can't control sometimes, most people can't control their external environment, meaning their workplace and what they do when they leave the home. But they can control what happens inside their home. And certainly at night when you're sleeping is when your immune system is supposed to be recharging. So that's when it's supposed to be free of any stresses so that it can recharge and heal. And so, you know, a lot of people are being bombarded by these different energies and radio frequencies, and then their immune system just can't totally devote itself to recharging. It just has to deal with, you know, fighting off or whatever the stress is. I mean, a clear example of this is you can see with people who have allergies. You know, they wake up in the morning with sometimes their eyes are watering or their nose is running. Yet if you advise them to seal off the room, you know, shut all the windows, shut the doors, and put in a high-quality HEPA air filter, and then that'll change all the air. Every hour they'll be getting, all that air is going to be going through and through and through, and so that all night long they will be breathing clean air. And suddenly they wake up in the morning without their runny nose or their teary eyes because their immune system had a chance to recharge at night instead of fighting off the stuff they were breathing in.
Yeah, and you saw my house. It's big and it's spread out and I've got equipment everywhere. So I thought, well, it's a huge investment to do your entire home, but the bedroom seemed to me like the most important place to start because I spend a lot of time in there at night sleeping.
Definitely the place to start.
Yeah, the next place is the studio, Jules. We got to come back here and get my studio cleared up. So the other thing that I got was something called the Total Shield. So would you like to talk about that, Jules, what that does?
The Total Shield was basically devised as a way to, again, to mitigate electromagnetic fields, you know, the ones we know about, maybe the ones we don't even know about, because we didn't even know about the radio frequencies a few years ago. And the principle it works on, it's a twofold device. First of all, it puts out, we as humans evolved in the Earth with a frequency, a natural Earth resonance or frequency called the Schumann resonance. It's at 7.83 hertz. This is the normal resonance before there were any man-made energies in existence. That's what we evolved under. So the idea is if you can flood an area with that 7.83 hertz field, the negative will be lost. You're going to end up diluting it. So the analogy I will give people is, let's say I had a little vial, and in it was a substance that if I gave you one drop of it, you would get sick to your stomach. If I took that same vial and dumped it into 1,000 gallons of water, you might not even get a tummy ache. Why? I diluted it. Now, the substance is still there. It's in the water, but it's been so diluted that it won't affect you. And the other aspect of the Total Shield is also works on what's called geopathic. A geopathic is underground anomalies. It could be underground water. It could be fissures underground. Anything that can create a distorted energy pattern underground that can come up can cause geopathic. Fortunately, it's on a very narrow channel as it comes up. I've seen books where talk about it, where, you know, there can be a couple, can be in a double or whatever, queen, king bed, and only one of them, because of the way how narrow the field is, it's coming up, only one of them is underneath that particular section, which is of the field, and they'll be the ones that'll get sick or have a problem, and the other person doesn't even know it's there. So the Total Shield addresses those two issues. Not everybody has both the geopathic element, but there's also the fact that if you have closeness to a very high tension distribution wires, that sometimes those fields can go down into the ground, and if there is a fissure or a channel that goes along and comes up near your home, that can actually follow that too and be a problem. And the Total Shield also will address all of those. In one product.
I've read studies that those power lines, especially the junctures, you know, where the big boxes are, can cause cancer, leukemia.
Well, they did a number of studies, many, the whole thing started with this researcher, I think, in Colorado named Wertheimer, who did some studies, I think, in the late 80s or on childhood leukemia and proximity to high power tension lines. Now, children, in particular, and she found a correlation. Now, children don't have fully developed immune systems, so that the theory was that this is affecting them because their immune system hasn't been fully developed yet, so they don't have the full power. And then, over the years, different people, different researchers have found various links. It's a, you know, there's no red, there's no like red herring there. I mean, in the sense that. This is the kind of energy that's being produced by power and Wi-Fi and all those, you know, microwaves, whatever. It's a non-ionizing form of radiation. Now, that means if it's ionizing like X-rays, it destroys tissue. Non-ionizing doesn't destroy. So when people want to try to, you know, debunk or say, you know, these things don't affect, They don't cause cancer. I would agree with that. It doesn't cause anything. However, it is stressing the body, and stress will go to your weakest link. So if you have a propensity or a gene propensity for cancer, let's say a heart disease or whatever in your family, and then these fields are stressing you, it's going to go and you know, contribute to, exacerbate, you know, speed up the process of, especially if you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to affect you. But, you know, it is true. Yeah, I wouldn't argue with the point if somebody says, you know, electromagnetic fields do not cause cancer or heart disease or whatever in adults. I'll agree with that. But that's what just, they're just throwing that out, because the real truth is it's going to stress the body, and that stress will go to the, whatever the weakest link in the person's body is.
Well, I don't want to be ultra paranoid about all of this, but there are some pretty basic things that people can do to strengthen their immune system, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, as you pointed out at the very beginning, you know, they should address their nutrition, exercise, you know, supplements, and then they should address their environment. I mean, any of those things, or taking all those things together will certainly go a long way towards helping people stay healthy.
With the winter flu season coming up, do you have anything to suggest? Immune boosters or antivirals?
Oh, I definitely can give you a great suggestion. We've been, you know, we don't do a lot with supplements because it, you know, that's not our main business. But when we find one that is unique or different, we will work with it, especially when it isn't widely known. And I would just suggest to all of your listening audience to go out and do some research on the internet on humic acid, H-U-M-I-C, humic acid. Basically, all this is decomposing, ancient decomposing plant matter that's millions and millions of years old. Some of you will recognize the name humus because you put it in your garden. But humic acid, same thing basically, is a very, very powerful antiviral. And a number of physicians in the Santa Fe area that I've turned on to this product, and they have seen tremendous results with this with patients that have various viruses. So, you know, now that the flu season is here, whereas we wouldn't have taken it in the past unless we thought we were coming down with something, we're now taking a couple of caps a day prophylactically, because what they've shown, what the research has shown is, once, if you start getting a virus and you start taking humic acid, the virus stops at that point. It cannot replicate beyond that point. So then all you have to do is theoretically, you know, clear up whatever you've got at that point. So I mean, you know, my idea is, I don't know, just take a couple every day, and you know, that may be enough to, you know, prevent me from, you know, having, if I come in contact with the virus, from it being able to get a hold of it in my body. So that's the one product we've seen a great deal of success with, you know, prior to the advent of the H1N1 scare that's coming up.
So you recommend taking it now, before the winter starts, before we start feeling something coming on?
You know, it's a very inexpensive supplement. It is full of every conceivable mineral going. So it's just a great product to take, you know, just for your general health, never mind its, you know, antiviral capabilities.
Are there any other supplements that you recommend?
Another one that we also like is a product called Delimmune, which, again, this is a product we discovered. They're one of these new health newsletters that we tend to follow. And this was a product that was developed in Russia, and it's based on a probiotic bacteria, but it isn't a probiotic, because what they do is they lyse it, which means that they destroy it and break down the cell structure, and it's those cell fragments which are in this Delimmune, and that had a very profound immune-building result in people who were taking it. They discovered, I say, this in Russia, you know, and they've used it around the area of Chernobyl, because, you know, they didn't have a lot of money at the time, and they were looking for something that they could use to help people's immune system. And so they came up with, they discovered this, and then an American brought it back over here and is making it here. And again, we have had tremendous success with people who have found out about that product and have been using it. and they seem to come back and, you know, enjoy, you know, are repeat purchases of it because it really is helpful to them. To that's more for general immune building.
Okay, yeah, a friend of mine told me about it that I should get it from you. Oh my goodness, it's expensive.
That one's a little bit more expensive. Yeah, that's a culture, you know, that has to be specially prepared in a laboratory type environment, whereas, you know, the humic acid is basically, you know, ground up, you know, special humus, which is ground up, you know, it's a much less expensive product to produce.
Is it okay to take both together?
Oh, absolutely. We've done that. Because one is going to be generally for your immune, you know, remember, we're, you know, the humic is specific for viruses and, you know, minerals and all trace minerals and so forth. And Delamune is for general immune boosting, so they do complement each other very nicely.
Okay. Well, great. Your website is CutCat?
CutCat.com, right.
And you've got an extensive catalog. Do you help people over the telephone?
Oh, yes. I talk to people all the time. That's one thing we're known for is that I spend a lot of time, you know, researching these products, so I'm pretty selective about what I put in there. And then when people call, I do spend a considerable amount of time. If they have an issue where it needs the time, we will talk to them about it.
Yeah, a couple of other things I want to mention, the Q-Link and the cell phone protection.
There are a number of what I call personal protection devices. The Q-Link happens to be one of them. It's widely known. It's a pendant that you wear. It's been shown to be very protective. I mean, I actually have a cousin who's an avid golfer, and they start, and he doesn't do any, really doesn't do a lot for, you know, the alternative world, and he's a little bit of a doubter in this sense, but he got a hold of one of these Q-Links because somebody recommended them, and he tells me that his golf game got better, he's more relaxed, he's very happy, so it worked for him. But the one thing I would say to you is I say to everybody is, not, you know, even though all of these products are going to say, oh, we're the best, period, you know, I have found that each individual needs to be tested, again, with this muscle testing, kinesiology, because sometimes that product isn't good for their energy system. So I always like to make sure that they get tested to see if it is good, and that way that, you know, they'll get the right product. And what was the other one you asked me about?
The cell phone protection.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, well, again, we've gone out there and tried to find what we consider to be the best product. We have a product that we bring in ourselves from Europe called the Techno. We have a number of studies that we've seen on them. They even did a study, most of them came out of Europe, but there was a study done at Columbia University in New York with this product. Again, it's a non-ionizing form of radiation, so what they did is they looked for two stress hormones in the body, and then they would, you know, set up a baseline. They would then stress the person with the phone. They'd see that hormone go up. Then they would put the Techno on the phone, retest them, and it would go back down in one case to normal, in one case 50% less than what it was before. So they liked this product. They said this product worked. And, you know, we found that too. So we have stayed with that particular product for many years now because we see that it works.
Well, Jules, thank you so much for taking the time today and sharing your knowledge of all this.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for giving me the opportunity to share it with your listeners.
Once again, the Cutting Edge website is cutcat.com. I did promise you all an update on the BioCybernaut Institute, and I'm still trying to track down Dr. Hart, who's been on planes, trains, ferries, and in Russia. But we'll get to it one way or another. Meanwhile, William Buhlman is coming back on the next show. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Until next time, be well.
You have been listening to Theater of the Mind podcast, accelerating the evolution of human consciousness. Visit Theater of the Mind online at www.kellyhowell.com. Leave comments, questions, and feedback, and join the conversation about consciousness. We want to know what you're thinking. Theater of the Mind podcast is brought to you by BrainSync.com. CDs and MP3 downloads for peak performance. Find them at www.brainsync.com.